Finally today, we spend some time with Esma Redzepova. She's a singer from Macedonia, one of the former Yugoslav republics. The 68-year-old is known there as the Queen of Gypsy Music, but also as a committed humanitarian. Matthew Brunwasser met her at her house in the Macedonian capital and sent us this report.
People everywhere are moved by the power of Esma Redzepova's voice. But now the Queen of Gypsy Music has taken on power of another kind. She was elected to the city council of her hometown Skopje, Macedonia in 2005. She's currently serving her second four-year term.
I'm most active on the council in matters concerning physical improvements to the city, for it to be cleaner and more beautiful. I support the construction of public monuments.
A member of the governing nationalist political party, Redzepova says she is mainly involved in the city's cultural affairs. She has a long history of working for humanitarian causes, helping orphans, women, and Roma war refugees, among others. She has sung more than 2,000 charitable concerts. She says working on the city council is an opportunity to serve the public.
I said, as a city councilor, that we shouldn't have such high salaries and that we should lower them. I stood up and said, it's a very beautiful thing that we're able to work for the citizens and make their lives better, for young people and old people and for pensioners and children. The city has opened playgrounds and many sports centers.
Her political career hasn't really affected her music, she says. But her music and some 15,000 performances around the world, she says, have given her a global perspective which she brings to the council. She also wants to serve her country. Ethnic Roma minorities face severe discrimination in most countries. And Redzepova says Macedonia is one of the few places where they are not forced to assimilate.
I think everyone should consider Macedonia as a model for how countries deal with their Roma populations. When I travel abroad to perform, people say, oh, you're very lucky. You're born in Macedonia, where Roma have a lot of rights. They're not mistreated. A Roma can go anywhere without any limits. No one will ever say to you, hey, you gypsy, what are you doing here? People here live in the most normal way.
Redzepova's smile radiates, much like her voice. She wears big gold earrings, and each finger and toenail is painted in a different bright color. A star since childhood, Esma, as she is known, was a favorite of the socialist-era dictator Marshal Tito. She represented Yugoslavia at official high-profile state events around the world.
I've been composing since I was 9 years old, when I made Chi Shukaria, the most famous Romani song in the world. There's no wedding or joyful occasion anywhere in the Balkans where they don't sing it. Many musicians all over the world want to record cover versions.
Chaya Shukaria means beautiful girl in Romani language and tells a story of unrequited love.
I haven't changed my style. I've used the same ornament since I was little. The only difference is that now my voice is more mature. My voice is more beautiful. Because I'm getting older, I know better what to do with my voice.
Despite the collapse of her beloved Yugoslavia and the coming of the free market to the Balkan music business, Esma has stuck with her trademark sound. Esma hopes the Balkans become better known for the beauty of its music than for the bitterness of its wars. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Skopje, Macedonia.
That's our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.